Thank you for calling Express. This is Melody. How can I help you?
Good morning, Melody. Is Mike available?
He's actually not here. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure. And is there maybe a better time for me to try and give him another call? Maybe a little later today or maybe next week or something?
Honestly, I wouldn't know what to tell you because sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not, since he kind of jumps between two offices.
Okay, so, got it.
Yeah, so it's kind of just we take messages and he'll call people back usually.
Got it. Well, yeah, if you could take a message for me, that'd be great.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can let him know that Russell from Cardiff is giving him a call. Cardiff is spelled Cardiff.
Okay.
And then my number is 858-252-1487.
Okay, perfect.
And what's the best email for me to shoot over Mike a quick note, just in case I can't get him on the phone?
Email. What's Mike's email? It's Russell from Cardiff. Okay, so it's Mike, and then a period, Sasser, S-A-S-S-E-R.
Got it.
At expresspros.com.
At expresspros.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll be sure to send him over a quick email, and then if you could pass that message along, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, is there anything you want me to include in the message, like a reference or anything like
that? Yeah, you can reference that, you know, I'm just following up here on a pre-approved finance offer that I'd sent over his way a couple weeks ago. This is based off of some financing the company had done through Wells Fargo a few years back.
Okay, perfect. I will let him know, and I'll send him the email.
All right, and what was your name?
My name is Melody.
That's right, Melody. Thank you so much for your help.
Uh-huh, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.